It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Down here in the South, a Thanksgiving is not complete without pecan pie. After enjoying a mighty tasty slice of pecan pie at Char Restaurant the other day, I asked Ben Brock, owner of Char Restaurant, to tell me about their version and to share some tips.
Our pecan pie has a little history. Our original chef used his grandmother's recipe. And one day they were making it in the kitchen, and the prep cook added a secret ingredient that her grandmother used. And from that point forward, we had a fabulous pecan pie that everyone loves.
Ben would not let me reveal his top secret ingredient on the radio, but he did say that he'd happily tell anyone that came in Char and asked. I can tell you that they use a pretty classic recipe, and the addition is something sweet and rich that you may already have on hand. He was willing to share a few helpful tips if making your own pecan pie. First, the crust.
So one of the tips of making a great pecan pie is making a homemade crust like we do at Char.
And whether to use whole or chopped pecans?
So we only use chopped pecans because we find it the pie cuts better that way.
And this last tip is one I plan to start using.
We also use a tart pan with a removable bottom to help us get the perfect slice.
And if you don't feel like baking your own pie, call the folks at Char. Just like they've done in their Jackson, Mississippi location for years, they'll be selling pies at the holidays. All you have to do is call the restaurant 24 hours in advance of when you want your pie. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Thanksgiving!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.